Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. The Patriot Broadcast is hosted by Henry Shively and John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with JD and me. It's currently 58 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 62 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Another nice day, but freezing-ass morning. Don't know what to tell you. That being said, how's the weather out there in central Nazi Joyzy today, JD?
Well, as always, you know, the atmosphere just feels a bit tyrannical, but as far as the weather goes, we've got about 58 degrees, and the skies, well, they turned a dark, nasty gray before, and it got mean out here. It started hailing and wind and rain, and I mean, it looked like something straight out of the Ten Commandments when the fire started falling from the sky, and it looked like hail landing on the patio. Remember when Ramesses was standing there, and then the fire started, you sort of little wisps of fire going across the surface. I was waiting to see the fire to start, but thank God it didn't. So anyway, it's just kind of mean and nasty out here today.
Wow. Yeah, it's mean and nasty all over this goddamn world today, I think.
Oh, I think so, Henry. You know, it amazes me that how many people still don't see this is a full-blown coup. It's a coup d'etat. It hasn't gotten violent yet, but there's been little bits of violence, and that's the cops, you know, beating down anybody who dare resists the law, which is you're not allowed out in your own country anymore.
Well, you know, I spoke earlier that these protests were a good thing, and I'm seeing more and more of it, you know, because it is spreading just like we predicted it would do. At any rate, we got Mark Zuckerberg here. Lockdown protests are misinformation. Facebook will ban organizers. So this is their latest attempt, and I got a little story behind that because we've been fighting all morning. The site's been shut down once. The whole server shut down. I'll explain it when we go ahead.
Sorry. All right, Henry. Well, they have to. We're one of the very few voices of reason, as far as I can tell. I mean, there seems to be a couple of other announcers out there or a couple of websites, but really, nothing that comes along the lines of where we're at and trying to get people to just realize the facts, separate the facts from the fiction. This is a coup. It's a coup d'etat, and we have a responsibility to fight these SOBs.
You're goddamn right we do, brother, and we're going to get into that a little deeper as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. Anyway, John, this morning, you know, we started working the site, and it was just, I mean, we couldn't get things to load. It was, I mean, moving like a snail on Quaaludes. And Anyway, so we put in a thing to the server, and what would happen was we're having an information overload. We were attacked out of Lithuania. This is where it was coming from, and they got that shut down and got us back up on, until we could work the site. And
CIA is running a troll site out of Lithuania now?
They probably got one in every fucking corporate fucking aristocracy across the nation.
Well, excuse me, let me correct myself. The Mossad.
The Mossad, there you go. Anyways, so, I have this article about Zuckerberg. You know, this is goddamn straight-up censorship Facebook is licensed through the FCC. Now, these agencies like the FCC, they're not elected officials. They're working under the authority of the fucking Congress that created them. That's why you have the oversight committees. Zuckerberg has a license to operate in the United States of America. Now, the head of the oversight of that is Greg Walden. He's an Oregon congressman. And I put an article together, saying that this is the son of a bitch that is granting license for treason, because that's what it is. Because Zuckerberg and Facebook, with this misinformation, and they're not going to allow you to organize. I mean, just like they're goddamn some kind of fucking dictators, these private corporations. I put down that he's licensing treason. We put that goddamn article up. Within 5 minutes, the server shut clear down. They can't tell us why, but the server shut clear down. They've got it back up now. But you can go look at that article. I put it up. Within 5 minutes, bam, the whole thing went down, because he is the one responsible. He is a fucking traitor. He knows the fucking Bill of Rights is absolute law. He knows that Zuckerberg and YouTube are violating the law. And he's still, he has the authority. It's under, as the oversight, the Congress has to remove Zuckerberg's license, because he is violating the law. And I suggested, I put it on his contacts, for the phone and for, written correspondence. And I suggested he be buried in complaints for violation of the law by Zuckerberg and Facebook, and for him licensing it, because he is operating under a fucking federal license issued by this federal government, what's supposed to be our federal government, to violate our goddamn rights. His license should have been pulled a long fucking time ago, because that Bill of Rights is absolute goddamn ratified fucking law as written, and they're violating it.
There, because they're part of the communist collective. I mean, FCC, for communist collective. That's what it stands for. It's not Zuckerberg's, because he's not even smart enough to wipe his ass with his own, without getting shit all over his fingers. It's his handler, his wife. That Chinese wife from China.
Yep. Well, the bottom line is the FCC, operating under the authority of what's supposed to be the Congress of the United States, is licensing, giving him a license to go to violate the fucking law. There's no arguing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, and this is where we use under their system, they're even violating the rules.
Exactly correct, man. That's exactly right. Because he's been brought before Congress twice, and Greg Walden was head of the Congressional Oversight Committee, and they can't see that this is violation of the first article. Bullshit. They know that son of a, and that they know it's written, ratified law, and Zuckerberg is breaking the law. Facebook is breaking the law, and they are licensing treason is what they're doing. And Walden's right at the fucking head of the he was the head chairman for it. Zuckerberg's license should have been pulled immediately. As soon as they started committing censorship. As soon as they violated that first article the first fucking time. Because that was a violation of the whole goddamn package. When you violate the first article, your right to freedom of speech and your right to freedom of assembly, you've done it without due process of the law. That means you violated the whole fucking package. And I don't think that they liked when that article went up.
I don't think so, Henry.
Anyway, do you have anything you want to...
We do have a way of pissing them off, don't we?
Oh, man. We have a way of pissing me off, too. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and read this article. It's short. Mark Zuckerberg, right. Lockdown protests are misinformation. Facebook will ban organizers. Will ban under what fucking authority will you ban? We the people, because see that this Congress is supposed to be the representatives of we the people acting under our authority. So you operate, Facebook operates under the authority of the people through their representatives, through their license, through the FCC. You're violating our rights, and I want your fucking license. I want it pulled for violation of the law. And the congressmen and women that are fucking going along with this are violating the fucking law too, because that Bill of Rights, people got to remember that is written, ratified, absolute law. It's the highest law in this country, and they are blatantly violating it. And those congressmen are sitting here, we can't touch them because they're proud. No, they have a license. I looked it up. They have a fucking license, and it is your duty. Unless you want to commit treason and join in on their fucking treason, to pull that fucking license. That license should have been pulled a long fucking time ago. These oligarchs are not going to fucking take over this country and run it like their own little private fucking fiefdoms. Anyway, this is from Breitbart. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says that posts and pages attempting to organize protests against stay-at-home orders will be banned as misinformation. You can't do it, son of a bitch. I want your fucking license pulled for fucking censorship of the fucking my free speech under the first article of the fucking ratified law known as the Bill of Rights. You're in violation of that law, you son of a bitch. You fucking traitor. You seditious bastard. And you, Greg Walden, you are an accessory to that fucking violation of the law. Because you are licensing violations of the law. Violations of the highest law in this country. You fucking traitor. The Facebook CEO confirmed that the post would be banned to ABC's George Stephanopoulos on a segment of Good Morning America. Stephanopoulos asked Zuckerberg how the company deals, quote, with the fact that Facebook is now being used to organize a lot of these protests to defy social distancing guidelines in states. If somebody's trying to organize something like that, does that qualify as harmful misinformation? Now, we have determined Judge Napolitano came on to the goddamn Fox News and said that every one of these fucking governors who have put these illegal orders in place is a felon. They are breaking the law. They had no authority to incarcerate us in our fucking homes without due process of the fucking law. That's one of their ex-federal judges that said it right on fucking goddamn Fox News on mainstream. That every one of them's breaking the law with these fucking bogus fucking orders that they have no fucking authority to give. In fact, they are committing prison of a felon by fucking attempting to fucking give orders without authority to give those orders. So it's not misinformation. They're calling them out on it. It's called freedom of speech.
Notice how they mischaracterize it. I'm sorry. Wait, I'm getting an echo. Let me turn this down. Notice how they mischaracterize it. That it's a violation of social distancing. No, it's not about that. It's that we are defying the tyranny and the coup that has occurred in this country.
We are defying you because the fact is you can't tell us to socially distance, motherfucker. You don't have the authority. When you claim to have the authority, you're acting under color of law, which is an act of treason because it's a violation of the Bill of Rights. You can't just everybody's confined to their homes. We are putting you under house arrest without a charge, without any due process. I'm just ordering it like a king or like a goddamn baron in a fucking fiefdom. Because that's what they're trying to establish here. That and with the social distance, see if they can get us to walk 6 feet apart. We're not going to do it, motherfuckers. This is just going to continue to fucking grow, you old fucking propagandist tyrant motherfuckers. You squeeze, we'll squeeze. You're just a few more just slip through your fucking fingers. Let me see, where are we here? We do classify that as harmful information. Oh, you're going to decide what fucking information is harmful? If it's harmful, then you're going to go ahead and you're going to what the hell is the word I'm looking for? Censor it out. You're going to censor out my words because you consider it. You, without any due process of the law, are going to censor me. And when you can't touch that first article, I can say any fucking thing I want. And it is absolute law.
Yeah, this isn't oh shit, I forgot what my thought was on that. Never mind, it'll come back.
We do harmful information and we take it down, confirmed Zuckerberg, while at the same time saying that it's important that people can debate policies. Fuck you. You're not a mediator. You're no kind of shit, motherfucker. You are licensed to operate in this country. Under that you cannot issue a license to violate the first article, any article of the fucking Bill of Rights. You can't issue it.
And Henry, it is dangerous information because it's violating their occupation rules.
Oh, it's dangerous to them.
It's dangerous to them.
It's dangerous to them because it's showing this fucking coup for what it is. And you're not gonna do it. These fucking governors have all broken the law. All 50 of them have broken the fucking law. They are fucking felons. They committed felonies when they gave these illegal orders without authority to give those orders.
You see, he's hiding behind the corporation, Henry. He says, we take it down, quote unquote. Who the fuck is we?
Well, see, I really don't care because Greg Walden, it is his fucking fiduciary responsibility to guard that fucking ratified absolute law.
He's taking it down. Zuckerberg's taking it down.
I know Zuckerberg's taking it down, and because he's taking it down, it is Greg Walden's fiduciary responsibility to defend that fucking ratified law by removing the fucking license for Facebook to operate in this country and shutting their ass down.
Yeah, he threw that on his own, hiding behind his company.
He can't. He cannot do it. And Greg Walden is fucking breaking the fucking law. He is aiding and abetting in fucking treason and sedition as plain as day. You can't call it anything else. You can't license somebody to violate the fucking law of this land. You can't license somebody to violate the law, you son of a bitch. That license, in licensing them, you become a part of the fucking treason and sedition, you son of a bitch. A Facebook spokesman confirmed to CNN that planned protests in California, New Jersey, and Nebraska were having their pages removed from Facebook at the request of state authorities. Do you hear that? At the request of state authorities. They got the federal government licensing this treason, and you got the state authorities ordering them to fucking censor the people in violation of the first article. In violation of all the articles because they're doing it without due process of the law, too.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know the main problem, man. The main problem is they have been getting away with so much, and now they are so brazen. And this little sham that they have is breaking down, and they're trying to do everything they can do to protect this. This is nothing but a freaking scam from the beginning to the end. And like I said before, they have gotten away, and they are so brazen with it. And this is just, they're just trying to get away with another scam. They need to be shocked.
Oh, you're absolutely goddamn correct. The bottom line is the people are coming out, and the people are defying the unlawful fucking orders. That's what the bottom line here is, and it's spreading. And they were using Facebook as a means of communication. Facebook licensed under the people's authority. Supposedly through their representatives who are to guard our fucking rights, not help fucking violate them and commit treason. This comes after President Trump, California request. Oh, yeah, okay. This comes after President Trump gave his support to protesters in several states. And don't try to bring that Trump and that fucking, this left-right bullshit into it. It has nothing to do with it. 90% of the people out there are out there defying it as individuals because they know that they cannot be fucking, that they know it's a fucking against the law. They know that that there is no tyrant in the state that has the authority to order them under house of fucking arrest. That is a violation of the fucking supreme law of this land. The only one that can order, the only ones that can order anything in this fucking country lawfully is the fucking common law juries. And they know it. And there's been no fucking due process. Not even a charge. It's just like these red flag laws. Oh, we're just gonna fucking do it. Well, you're fucking doing it and you're committing high fucking treason doing it. And it's time for it to fucking be stopped. The protests should fucking double in size, triple in size, quadruple in size. Just keep building and building and building. And then every, and like I said, fucking, Greg Walden ought to be buried in fucking complaints of fucking, violation of the fucking supreme law of this land by him through licensing treason. This comes after Trump gave his support to protesters in several states who are demonstrating against their governor's stay-at-home orders. And now, goddammit, you had, like I said, you had one of their federal fucking judges of the Admiralty come out and say that it was unlawful. What they were doing is unlawful. What the, these orders are not worth the paper they're fucking written on. They do not, he said they did not have the authority and they don't have the authority. Because it's a complete violation of the Bill of Rights. You can't put me under house arrest. I haven't been charged with anything. I haven't even been, you know, I'm saying you're sick, just to everybody arbitrarily, you're gonna stay in your fucking houses. Because we're fucking giving the order. You have no authority. You have violated your fucking trust. You are a traitor. You, all you got coming to you is a quick fucking trial and a quick fucking hanging. Including a 3,000 strong protest in Lansing, Michigan. Michigan protesters have used Facebook to organize. On Twitter, the president called on protesters to liberate the state of Michigan, Minnesota, and Virginia, also calling on Virginian citizens to save your Second Amendment. It's under siege. Really? Is this the same son of a bitch here? Is this you?
Take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
Which side of your face are you talking out of there, Trumpy, when you're talking to these people in fucking Virginia, huh? You international communist piece of shit that's going along with every fucking bit of this. You're all in it together. You all shit through the same hole. There is no left. There is no right. There's just you fucking criminals and us fucking victims. On Twitter, the president called on protesters to liberate the state of Michigan, Minnesota, and Virginia. Also calling on Virginian citizens to save your great Second Amendment. It's under siege by me. I'll take your guns and then we'll talk about due process like I'm too fucking ignorant to understand what due process means. At Friday's White House coronavirus press conference, Trump lent more support to the protesters. These are people expressing their views, said the president. Then it's on you, son of a bitch, to go and tell the, with a presidential order, order that license to be fucking revoked, because that is censorship without doubt. So you're a part of it. Because you sat there and, oh, you look, oh, what were they trying to say yesterday that these governors couldn't give these fucking orders? Only the legislatures could do that, just like they did with the goddamn, DACA. You know, they said the president can't do that, only the Congress can. No, neither one of you can fucking do it. Because it requires removing the Bill of Rights. And you could do, you goddamn do not have the authority. In fact, it is forbidden. It makes you a fucking seditious traitor for even speaking it. The Bill of Rights, the ninth article fucking puts it there forever, you motherfuckers. And, but it is on us, we the people, to fucking enforce it. And we better get to the fucking, we better get to doing our job. They seem to be very responsible people to me, but they've been treated a little bit rough. Oh, is that right? A little bit rough, is it? Is that what you call fucking blatant-ass treason? Protests and demonstrations, like other forms of lawful speech, are constitutionally protected. Where's that fucking protection? Why does Zuckerberg still have a license to operate when he is blatantly censoring the fucking people's speech? Where is it?
Henry.
Yes, sir.
You see how this forked-tongued SOB, you see what he does, and it's stupid fools, his Trump-tards who follow him. I mean, he the one got all this going. He the one called the state of emergency. And now he's like, he jumped ship to try to act like he on the people's side. And his fools and followers, they want to blame it on the Democrats and everyone else. You know, this is not Twilight Zone, man. This is Twilight Zone. It really is.
It surely is, and you're absolutely correct. But I'm telling you what, it's only 12 to 18% of the fucking population. We'll go through them like a lawnmower through grass, and it's coming to it. Because when you, this shit I'm reading you guys, I mean, this is fucking blatant treason in your face, assisted by those who are supposed to represent the fucking people. That proves, we know it's a corporation, but I mean, this is them coming down saying, we're gonna do it our fucking way. We'll do it like a corporation. We'll issue fucking licenses to violate the supreme law of your land because we're fucking taking your ass over. This is a coup d'etat, and we better fucking fight to stop it. The First Amendment of the United States, in addition to protecting freedoms of expression and religion, also specifically protects the right of the people to peaceably assemble. And yes, by God, it does. You disgusting son of a bitch. Well, let's see here. We're almost at the bottom of the hour. We'll go ahead and take our bottom of the hour break.
I mean, we talk about the viruses, Facebook's 300 times worse of a virus than any of this other shit going around.
Oh, they'll put pedophilia. They'll put pedophilia and fucking the nastiest shit you ever wanted to see. Oh, that's freedom of speech, you see. But you go talking about the fucking, the fact that they've been caught in this coronavirus lie that is nothing more than a cover for this, the biggest fucking corporate bailout in the history of the world. Oh man, now that's disinformation. That's gotta be stopped. Because these are the same son of a bitches they work for fucking Zuckerberg. These goddamn oligarchs like him and fucking Bill Gates, they're running this fucking country. And that is not the way it's supposed to be, people. And we are way too fucking many. And we are way too fucking armed to take this shit. It has to stop. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
ice cream and barbecue and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane rim on Saturday right before the morning light. Came a time I was opened up and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time I answered what I'd done. Looks today but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. I'm burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. The Patriot Broadcast is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and my brother, John D., U.S. Marine, fighting tyranny, and it's time for the Tactical Report. What do you have for us today, John?
Okay, sorry about that. I had to get the thing unmuted. All right, so I wanted to continue a little bit about yesterday's historic action, which was the crash of the oil price below zero, and not just below zero, but at one point it was over $40 below zero, minus $40, which means somebody was willing to pay anybody $40 to take the oil off their hands. What? This has never happened in all of human history, certainly not in the oil industry, which has started approximately in 1859, 1860. That's when the first strike occurred, if I remember right, 1859 over here in Titusville, Pennsylvania. Actually, not that far from me. That was the first real big oil strike here in the United States. And, of course, that really created the whole oil industry, the petroleum industry, because the driller, if I remember right, was Colonel Drake, was actually drilling for oil intentionally. I don't remember if it was Colonel Drake or not, or was he the one in Texas? I'll have to look that up. But anyway, so we had this thing yesterday where the oil went below zero. Now, people got to understand what this means, and we have a YouTube video presentation by Mike Maloney up there. Mike Maloney, I'm a big fan of his. I followed his work for years. He typically talks about gold and silver and this fraudulent fiat currency system that we're all trapped in, and he does a very good job of explaining it, but it's not something you're going to watch in 10 minutes and fully understand. It's a series of videos. Each one's is 45 minutes to an hour long. There's a series of like five or six of them, so it's a really educational process, but it takes some time, number one, to watch the material, and then number two, to digest it and understand it, because we've been raised in a sea of lies since the day we were born. So you're trying to not only learn new material, but you're trying to learn material that is contrary to pretty much everything we've been taught as we were growing up. And that's the more difficult part, believe it or not. So Mike does a great job, and he was just as stunned as probably anybody else about what happened yesterday, and he tries to delve into it. But what kept coming through in the video was his sheer shock that oil had gone below zero, because that's never happened before. But he made some interesting points, which I was going to get to today, even if he hadn't mentioned them. And that is, number one, many countries rely on oil revenues to support their state budgets, their country budgets. Russia is one of them. Saudi Arabia is one of them. Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, and a bunch of others. And what happened yesterday? Well, their revenue source went to zero. They couldn't make any money on the oil. Zero. Nothing. Now, if I remember right, the average price to produce, and there's different price structures depending on where you're drilling, the equipment you're using, what kind of oil you're drilling for and stuff. But if I remember right, the average price is like $35 or $40 per barrel, and it could be a little bit lower. I do remember seeing one article saying it was like $25. And that's their production cost. That is, when they get the oil out of the ground, in the barrel, or in the tankers, their cost just to get it to the refinery is typically like $25 a barrel. So you got to be at $25 to $30 a barrel just to break even. You're not even making a penny. You're just breaking even. So when you have oil below that, you're already losing money. And certainly when you have oil below zero, well, your state budget just imploded. Well, that means Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, Russia, which is a big oil exporter, they all have a tremendous financial problem now. And what happens when countries go broke like that? What's the next step? What's the step of last resort? Oh, that's right. We better start a war. We got to show that somehow we're not responsible for this, that it was them people over there that caused this. So my expectation is, number one, the oil is going to recover, but not going to recover near where they needed to or as fast as they wanted to. In fact, I was just checking the prices, and oil on the New York Stock Exchange was pulling. Let me bring the price up, the latest one. Let's see where we're at here. Okay, crude oil, and again, this is over. There's different oil exchanges and stuff, but in the New York Stock Exchange, crude oil is trading at $8.91 a barrel, which is up from the dollar and change it was up at this morning, but still well below even their production cost. And then, of course, over in the WTI, which is one of the major benchmarks, it's only at $9 a barrel. So they're still way below their production cost. So what I'm getting at here is here, expect to see a false flag, I would think. Besides this bullshit pandemic, which was just to put countries on lockdown around the world, I think they're going to need to go to a global war, and one of the things they need for that is a justification. You can't start a war unless you can show you've been attacked, because the people won't rally behind it. So I do think that maybe one of these stray missing nuclear bombs out of the American arsenal may be about to be lit off in one of these cities or close to a city. And then they're going to blame it on Russia, or we're going to blame it on China, or both. I'm not sure how they're going to play this out, but the intent is to start a war. Who's actually they're going to blame it on is irrelevant, because it's all script. It's all narrative. It's all theater. The damage will be real. The deaths will be real, but the reason behind it is complete fiction. So that's some of the things I see coming. Unless the oil makes a tremendous recovery and very quickly, I think they're going to have to go the global war route, which suits their goals anyway. So what I'm getting at is you better be stockpiling. If you have any extra cash, make sure you get some extra canned food, bags of rice, even simple things like toiletries, because when Russia collapsed in 1989, when the Soviet system collapsed, one of the things that many of the people who survived through that talked about was after about 6 months to a year, the things that were hardest on them was missing the daily necessities, especially, believe it or not, toilet paper. That was a huge one for them. So I'm urging you to get out there, get your preparations, get your ammo, and if you can buy guns, buy some extra guns, because when the shooting starts, remember, they've disarmed many of us Americans, and when the shooting starts, they're going to need a gun, and they'll trade you something for it. They'll have something of value you want, so if you've got an extra gun, you can hand it to them, and if you're a little bit worried, oh, well, you know, I can't just go give a gun because somehow they might get caught with it and it might get traced back to me. All right, fuck it. Take a grinder and grind the goddamn numbers out of it, because once you open fire against any of these occupation force enforcers, you know, these traitors called police, once you point your gun at them, you've gone all in anyway. You're going to jail if they grab you. They're certainly going to take away your gun rights and never let you have them back if we don't win this fight. So what difference does it make? The point is, part of your preparations is to have extra firearms for some of the people who have been disarmed already but are going to fight, and they need something to fight with. So that's right. That's it right there. And the last thing I want to touch on, and I'm hoping somebody can help me with this because I don't know. I just saw this during the break, actually, during the music break there. But this is really, really interesting. It's over in American Holocaust Coming. American Holocaust Coming blogspot. It's a blogspot. And the title of it is Jewish Journalist Murdered, Warned About Martial Law Holocaust Coming. And basically what the article says is here was this Jewish journalist, and he was actually one of the people busy trying to expose the Zionists and the Jews who were part of the New World Order, which is probably why he was murdered. Because remember, not all Jews are bad. In fact, many Jews are just practicing Jews. They think they're just following their faith. It's only a small percentage of them that actually constitute the hardcore Zionists and the hardcore New World Order membership. So he was actually trying to expose him. But this article was written by Pamela Ray Shuford, who I've never heard of before, so I don't know if she's a legitimate journalist or is this a troll article. But the article goes on to name two specific programs. This is what's interesting. And there's a video, an audio tape supposedly by this murdered journalist, David Goldberg, before he was murdered, and it talks about what they were planning here, which supposedly included a epidemic fraud to help start this process. And the two programs he talks about, let me scroll down here just a little bit, Project Pogo and Project Zephyr. And basically these are programs by this occupation force, this treasonous government, which is not a government, it's an occupation force, to round up people who are going to resist and have been fighting against the New World Order and been fighting to expose us. So that's going to be me and Henry right on the top of the list. And it's going to talk about how they're going to round us up and put us in camps and eventually exterminate us, get rid of us, because we're troublemakers. So I don't know if this is legitimate or not, but it certainly does sound along the lines of exactly what I expect they would do. So if somebody can check into this, if we can post the article, maybe again, if you just type into your search engine, American Holocaust Coming, it'll bring you right to the blog spot. And the top article in it is this Jewish journalist murdered, warned about martial law Holocaust coming. And I, just by the nature of what's going on, I do expect that this is kind of what would be coming. So I'm not quick to dismiss it, even though I've never heard of this site or this person before. So Henry, anyway, that's it for me. Right back to you.
All righty then. We started out this broadcast talking about misinformation Facebook. I guess we'll go on that onward with that in another angle here. Mom discovers Facebook ad claiming her entire family died from coronavirus.
But that's not a misinformation, Henry.
No, it's not, John. God damn it. This is from Sons of Liberty Media. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Keep in mind that Facebook, not the people on it, but the company, is now violating federal law all over the place in their business practices. They are also a part of what is now the mainstream media in attempts to silence dissenting voices, especially when it comes to telling the truth about the coronavirus and COVID-19, as well as vaccines. They continually send out their self-appointed paid fact checkers who often don't even read the articles they are claiming are fake in order to stifle distribution of truthful, accurate reports. Now they've been busted putting out ads with a family photo claiming the entire family died from coronavirus, and then the mom discovered what Facebook did. Here's the report from WRDW, a CBS affiliate. A Facebook ad for a company selling face masks claimed all but one member of a Los Angeles family died from COVID-19, but the story, which used a real family's photos, isn't true. Mother Sarah Anchich is what it looks like, says a professional photo her family took for their holiday card 8 years ago showed up in a Facebook ad for Filter Max face masks. The ad claimed she and her entire family had died except for the youngest son after contracting COVID-19 at a church service. Is anyone else smelling a major lawsuit? No, there ain't no lawsuit. That license needs to be pulled. They need to be removed. This is foreign attack on our fucking Bill of Rights, people, our superior law. I am. Who would have the audacity to clearly know not know a family and type that they had died. Ancich said it's on the forefront of everybody's mind in the news and everything, and how quickly it is taking lives. It could clearly be true to people. WBTV added, FilterMax also claimed in that ad that its most efficient respirator on the market and is the most efficient respirator on the market and is approved by the Food and Drug Administration, but the FDA says that's not true. The ad features video of a teenager falsely presented as the surviving member of the Ancich family. I am curious about the boy in the video too. Where's he in this? He's one of those actors, people. This is all a production. Does he know that he's out there? Ancich said. Over several days, Ancich was inundated with Facebook messages from concerned family and friends who wanted to make sure the story wasn't true. So there's just some misinformation. I mean, the lies. I mean, this got Facebook is fucking, it is mainstream propaganda. It's a part of the mainstream propaganda machine. In fact, I think fucking Zuckerberg is telling the fucking mainstream what to fucking do. These oligarchs think that they've taken over this goddamn country. We've got to shut these pricks down. Ancich says she tried reporting the video to Facebook, but it kept popping up in her feed. She says she hasn't posted the photo on social media in years, but a reverse image search on Google reveals the photo is on several Pinterest boards, for example, of family photos. It was upsetting. It's violating, she said. I don't know how I could have prevented this, or I would have. I'm sure it was, and now it's time that Facebook and the advertiser were held accountable for their lies. The company had several versions of the lies about that family, all to make a buck. And this comes as the feds are lying about coronavirus. The states are lying about death tolls. And they are all padding their wallets at our expense while infringing all over our liberties. Yep. While Facebook claims to be cracking down on ads that sell hard hand sanitizer, face masks, wipes, and COVID-19 tests, it isn't that a bit totalitarian? Why, yes, it is, but that is the way Zuckerberg and company play. And like I said, how do they keep their license? How do they keep the authority of the fiduciary of the fucking Congress as an authority to operate when they are this fucking blatantly violating the law? I mean, just left and fucking right. Some companies selling those products don't like their advertising, and so why should they be punished for their lies or other companies? The lies of other companies. They shouldn't, but Facebook and the company that used the family's picture without permission to promote a lie should be held accountable and pay handsomely. No, not lawsuits. No, none more of this lawsuit bullshit. These son of a bitches belong in jail. What they have done is they have committed high crimes of treason and sedition against the people and against our law. It's time these motherfuckers go, I mean, cuffed and stuffed like any one of us would be for violating a goddamn legislative piece of shit that violates our rights. They would, you know, you'd go to jail for violating an illegal fucking order. This NYP Detective Union wants to sue those who violate coronavirus social distancing rules. Now they want to sue the people that won't fucking go along with this fucking shit. There's more threats. Just threat after threat after fucking threat after threat. But the threats aren't going to do it. People are sick of this shit. They know that the goddamn orders from those governors were they said it on the goddamn mainstream. They were unlawful orders. They didn't have the authority to give those orders. Because they committed misprison of a felon. And in our law, they committed fucking treason and sedition. Because there is no, they cannot fucking put us under house arrest without due process of the law, without being, no more than they can take our guns under these phony fucking red flag confiscation laws. No charge. We're just the goddamn corporation and this is our new policy. We're gonna take your fucking shit and make a fucking subject out of you. You wanna fucking bet? This is gonna make it spread worse. I mean, as far as the people coming out and defying. Cause that's what I love about, that's what I said in the beginning, you know, this isn't Virginia. This is the people coming out and openly defying them, and this is the shit they're getting for fucking doing it. NYB detectives, anyway. Let me see, what else did I have here? No, this is one I wanted to do.
No, Henry.
Yeah.
I'm still wrapping my head around, how could they even come out and say they want to sue people for defying these unlawful orders? Not arrest them or anything. No, sue them. Like it's a domestic dispute between two neighbors.
Well, exactly. Especially when one of them is a goddamn corporate entity that cannot, I mean, what they're telling you is they want to take you into their goddamn star chamber courts. And it's, I mean, it's just threat. Well, listen to it. The union representing, this is sent in by Misty, by the way, and it's from, the New York Daily News. The union representing NYPD detectives wants to sue anyone who puts their member at risk of catching coronavirus by violating social distancing rules. Illegal fucking dictates. They're not, these, they committed a crime when they said that these were fucking, that you had to obey these fucking dictates, because they're not fucking laws, they're not even policy. It's just a goddamn, they wrote down an executive order. That's what a fucking king does. That's what a fucking baron does in his fiefdom. He writes it down on a piece of paper and it's to be treated as law. It's not law. Distancing rules. The group said Tuesday, to unnecessarily put our people in harm's way is unacceptable, Detective Endowment Association President Paul Gigacoma said, we're not out there to be abused and treated like second-class citizens, you fucking scumbag, Blackwater, unlawful, fucking, you sons of bitches are fucking in violation of the law. Every one of you has earned the fucking rope. You have no authority in this goddamn country. None can be granted to you. You are a running violation of the 9th article of our people's Bill of Rights, the supreme superior ratified law of this fucking land. How dare you, second class citizens. D. Guy Camo said his union, you hear me here, people? His union, that means that's a private fucking corporation. That is fucking, it's privately owned by the fucking private corporation of the state, which is a subcontractor of the private corporation of the United States. These son of a bitches are so in violation of the fucking law that it's just so incredible. I mean, to say it, it's gigantic. And they think because they've done it for a fucking about 200 fucking years that they can get away with it, or 240 years. Oh, well, yeah, we've been violating the law all along, but now we're just going to have to live with it. It's a fait accompli. No, it fucking ain't. That Bill of Rights has never changed. And the law that it represents has never changed. And the authority that it represents and the jurisdiction that it represents has never changed. And we, the people, have to enforce that motherfucker, because that's our law. And we are the fucking ruling authority in this goddamn country known as the United States of these Americas. Giacomo, Gigacomo, said his union is exploring the avenues of legal action against people whose flagrant violation of social distancing rules. We don't live under fucking rules in this country, you prick. It's not law. You can't dictate to us your corporate fucking, shove your corporate rules up your corporate fucking Blackwater ass. Because you are PETA and we are MUI. And it's coming to it. You better push people as far as they're going to be fucking pushed. And they're starting to show it, and it's scaring the shit out of you. That's why Zuckerberg had, you know, pulled down the fucking people trying to organize these fucking protests, where they're going out there and they're telling you, shove your social distancing up your ass. We're not going to stand 6 foot apart because you tell us to.
You don't have the fucking authority. In fact, you're in violation of the fucking law in attempting to tell us to, in pretending that you have the authority, because you fucking do not. You are our bitch, not the other way around. You better get that through your fucking head. That's the way it was written up. And I know you formed a corporation, and then you formed, incorporated the states under that corporation, and you're operating on a uniform commercial code, where the uniform commercial code is a violation of the 9th article of the People's Supreme Superior Bill of Fucking Rights, ratified fucking absolute law. And that's where we're at, people, where I told you we would end up. It's the fucking 14th Amendment and this fucking corporation and slavery, or it's the Bill of Rights and freedom and liberty. That's your fucking choice. Liberty or death. Anyway, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And just keep watching this shit. Just keep, they're saying it to you now. But that shit with fucking Facebook, you know, pulling the accounts of the people organizing these fucking protests, that's blatant. And it is being done under the fiduciary power of what's supposed to be the fucking Congress of this United States, which is actually a corporation. All of it's fucking illegal. They're all fucking traitors. They've all earned the fucking, a fucking short trial and a quick hanging. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Thank you, everyone.
Later, bro.